Thank you for calling the customer support center. Calls are randomly monitored or recorded for quality assurance. Please enter your Cigna employee ID or PIN followed by the pound key. Let me look that up. To expedite your call, please select the following menu options that best describes the reason for your call. To report a problem that is impacting multiple people, press 1. For password resets, press 2. For VPN or see live connection issues, press 3. For Cigna-issued mobile phones or tablets, press 4. For a status of a ticket or questions regarding access management system, press 5. To reset your Citrix session or for all other issues, press 6. To reset your Citrix session, press 1. For all other issues, press 2 or remain on the line.
Hello, thank you for calling the service desk. This is Morgan speaking. May I have your name, please?
Hi, Morgan. First name Monica, last name Castro.
Hi, Monica. Are you working remotely today?
Yes.
What's a good callback number for you?
It is 503-61.
502?
No, 61-96-78-89.
Okay. And how may I help you?
Yes, I need to check the status of a ticket.
Okay, what ticket? What's the ticket number?
It's IMC.
Uh-huh.
8192.
Uh-huh.
520.
Okay. Just a moment here. You were having an issue with your virtual desktop?
Yes. Yesterday I was given the error of 403 access forbidden, but now I don't have that error anymore.
Okay. So this was actually raised as an issue with your phone. That was me. Oh, I'm the one who created the ticket. Oh, I didn't update the configuration item. My bad. Were you able to sign into your phone?
Not yet. It says, verify username and password and try again. But now
the cell phone still says verify username and password. Okay. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
On the Citrix session, now I have the option to enter my domain and LAN ID. I do.
Okay, your domain is BPO.
Yes.
Then use the / and then enter your LAN ID.
Yeah. And when I enter the password, the new that I set, it says unable to sign in. I'm clicking for the password, maybe to do a password reset, but it says that it will send me an email, but I don't have access to my email, which I assume...
Yeah, don't use that password reset option.
Oh, okay.
Okay, do you want me to see if we can set a new password for you?
Yes, please.
All right, so before I can create a new password for you, I have to verify your identity. Sure. And you just recently returned from maternity leave, right?
Yeah, Friday was my first day.
Yeah. This is not a repeated issue, correct?
I'm sorry?
Is this a repeated issue?
No, this is the first time.
Okay, Monica, what is your city of birth?
It's San Salvador.
What was it?
San Salvador.
Okay, and what was your first pet's name?
Snowball.
Okay, great, thank you. Alright, let me just check your land ID real quick. That's not locked. All right. All right, so I just sent a temporary password for you, Monica.
Okay.
The temporary password is Wednesday 57. The first letter is uppercase.
You say Wednesday?
57.
Okay.
Wednesday 57.
Okay.
The first letter is uppercase.
Okay. So that's the one I should be entering on Citrix or on the Cisco phone, or both?
Don't do anything for the phone. Just try and sign into the web portal.
Okay. It says unable to sign in. You say Wednesday 5/7, correct?
Yeah. And you're using the, so I want to be sure you were using the right slash between the domain and the username. So
yeah,
that's the one above the enter key.
Yeah, I'm using backslash.
Okay. And it just said unable to sign in?
Yeah.
Yeah, invalid credentials. And you spelled Wednesday, what, uppercase W, lowercase E, lowercase D, lowercase N.
Mm-hmm.
Lowercase E, lowercase S, lowercase D, lowercase A, lowercase Y?
Yeah.
Huh. Go ahead and try one more time. let me know if it doesn't work again.
I'm sorry?
Were you able to sign in?
No, same issue. Unable to sign in.
All right, let me try and set a different password.
Okay.
So your new password is jackfruit23, the first letter J as in Joker is uppercase.
Okay. So you say
Jackfruit.
Okay.
23.
Unable to sign in.
Okay. Okay. So in that case, I'm going to go ahead and escalate this to a second level of support. So let me give you the ticket number.
Okay.
It's INC 819-6972.
Okay.
Is there anything else that I can help you out with today, Monica?
No, that will be all. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Have a great day.
Thank you, sir.
Bye.